In this lesson, we're going to be giving you some questions and insights and frameworks that are going to help you get an idea of what you want to write about. Now, if you're someone who is coming into this course kind of having a good idea of what you want to write about, if you're someone who's already been writing about a certain topic and you're just looking to grow on Medium and become more successful, that's great. Still, this section might help you get some better insights into, you know, specifically how to hone what you're writing about. So, you know, go through and do the exercises anyways. So in this section, we're going to give you specific questions and insights that are going to help you pin down what you might want to be writing about. And these are questions that are going to help elicit what your talents are, questions that are going to elicit your strengths. And then we're going to talk about how to parlay those into potential topics that you might want to write about. What is something others find difficult that you find easy? What seems obvious to you that isn't very obvious to other people? In my case, something like, you know, the ability to think outside of the box has always been something that has come quite easily to me. I've never really been confined to traditional norms. I've never really been a person who necessarily needed or wanted to follow a script for their life. And I often talk about these ideas with people, and it's kind of harder for them to see and perceive what I'm trying to say, which is what really helps me when it comes to self-improvement writing, that it is easier for me to think outside the box, that it is easier for me to kind of go deeper into layers that other people's can't. I have a really strong intuition. I have a really strong intuitive sense about the world. And that's not something that comes easily to other people. So think about where you might have your kind of competitive edge. What is something that, you know, you find quite easy but others find difficult? For example, you could be really good at keeping yourself organized and productive. You might be a naturally kind of meticulous person, which is something a lot of people need help with that doesn't come easy to them. You could be a gregarious person with great social skills. That's something that doesn't come easy to a lot of people. That's actually something that doesn't come easy to me. You could be someone who is real good at being empathetic and caring and nurturing to other people, whereas, you know, that's difficult for others. So there's all sorts of different ways you could look at this, but think about, what is something that seems easy to you that others find difficult? What's very obvious to you that other people don't grasp as easily? That's going to help you get a competitive advantage when it comes to your writing, so you can kind of become the go-to person who's known for that. What do you kind of find yourself talking about to the point where, like, people will not get you to shut up? What is the thing that you'll talk about on a Friday, Saturday night, if, you know, people were just, all your friends were just willing to listen to your epic rants? What would they be about? What do you really love to talk about? Because the things that you love to talk about are going to be the things that you love to write about. You know, so for in my case, I could go on and on and on about society, about societal brainwashing, about the way the world actually works. I've always had these big dreams and ideas, and I would sit there and talk about it. I would talk about ideas with anybody who was willing to listen to me. I've always been a person who's big on ideas, big in inspiration, big in kind of wanting to be big and bold and daring. And I would always have conversations with people. I would just always want to talk to people about these things, especially when I really got into self-improvement. I would want to just preach the gospel and talk as long as I could about it. So in your case, kind of relating to some examples I just said earlier, maybe you're always trying to talk about health and fitness. Maybe you're always like telling people about this new supplement you're taking or this new probiotic or whatever you health nuts are into. Maybe you're into, you know, helping other people with their interpersonal relationships, and you're kind of handing out advice. Like, what do you really like to talk about? What if, you know, if you were completely unfiltered and you were with a group of close people, what would you be talking about to them? That's a really good topic because, like I just said, often what you like to talk about is easy to write about, and the best way to be a great writer is to write like you talk. What books do you like to read? You know, they say you can't become a good writer unless you're a good reader. So what are some of the books that you gravitate towards? What are some of the books that you read? One of my favorite writers, James Altucher, he says, what is the one section of the bookstore that you would read every single book? Now, he used that in terms of finding a career path, but this is also something you can use in terms of finding a writing topic. So for me, that whole business pop psychology section, like, that was my section. I could read, I have almost read every single book in that Barnes and Noble section. So think about what you like to read. If you read fiction, that would be a little bit more difficult to translate on Medium, but there is a place for fiction on Medium. There are places where you can write about fiction on Medium and poetry and things like that. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and jot that down. But what books do you gravitate towards? What do you like to read? That can help you get a great insight into what you might want to write. What have you thought about? What have you actually thought about? What are some of your ideas that you have thought about writing about? That's a good place to start. Like, you have some idea that what you want to write about. You have some idea of some things that you might want to share. So go ahead and answer that question. Jot down some of the ideas that you have been thinking about. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the answers to those questions and go ahead and write down 5 kind of solidified topics you think you might want to write about. So just write down 5 bullet points, 5 topics you might want to write about, and then we're going to do another additional tweak to that that will really give you a good idea into what you might want to write about when you start publishing on Medium. Okay, next we're going to use a certain set of questions that are going to act as filters that are going to help you find kind of the most, I don't want to use the word profitable, but you want to pick a topic, you want to get into a general range that's going to be something that people want to read, that's going to be something that can help you really build a career as a writer as opposed to just a hobby. So let's go through some of these screening questions that'll help you narrow things down a little bit more. Could this form of writing be used to make a product? Now, you don't necessarily ever have to make any products based off of your writing. I actually made this course because I want to help people eventually make a full-time income just from their Medium writing like I do. But asking yourself, can this be turned into a product, just helps you get an idea of whether it's kind of business-oriented enough or popular enough where people will want to engage with it. Very important question. Why would anyone other than you want to read about this subject? I use this question as a filter because oftentimes people's answer would be something like, well, I just want to tell my life story. But it's like, why is your life story important? Why would anybody care about your life story? Now, in a later module, I'm going to show some people who do write personal narratives that are quite successful at it, but it is a very tricky beast because often people who do this are really doing nothing more than kind of mentally masturbating and vomiting out their journal of their life, which is not something that people want to read. I'm going to be very frank with you about that. So use the screening question, why would anyone other than you want to read about this subject? Does the topic that you're focusing on speak to the wants and needs of people? People are reading for a couple reasons. They read because they want something. They want a transformation. They want education. They want entertainment. And then these closely translate to needs as well. People need guidance. People need an escape. And that comes in the form of entertainment. People need direction. Things like that. So when you're looking at those 5 topics you chose, do they speak to the needs of people? If you see what I'm trying to get at here, I'm trying to get at writing in a way that is going to serve the needs of the audience and that's not going to be self-serving. And I continue to reiterate the fact that you are not going to be successful if you think that you're going to write out your personal diary entries on Medium. It's not going to work. And I know many aspiring writers are predisposed to writing like this, which is why I keep saying not to do that. So think about the topics that you want to write about and think about whether or not they're going to be something that connects with the audience wants and needs. And now, after you've gone through all of these exercises, you're going to have a much better idea of the type of stuff that's actually going to work. In the next lesson, we're going to talk about some of the broad topics that work well on Medium, as well as give you examples of writers who are successful at it. But I wanted to go through kind of from top to bottom to give you this idea of what you could be writing about. Okay, I'll see you on the next lesson.